USA Radio News.
A House panel may reportedly investigate top White House advisor Jared Kushner in a broader look at the murder of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Many on Capitol Hill, including Democrats and Republicans, are saying we should take action against the Saudis over the killing of Khashoggi. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul shares how he would handle the entire situation.
I think at the very least we should not reward them for their behavior. So a reward in my mind is selling them arms. I think that our military arms are a unique industry. I don't think they're like the shoe industry or the soccer ball industry. I think selling arms is distinctly something that is owned by the American people, that is part of our national security.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The Supreme Court won't hear an appeal from the states of Kansas and Louisiana. They were both hoping to cut funding of Medicaid to Planned Parenthood. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
An elementary school principal in Nebraska is in trouble for banning some traditional Christmas items. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The banned list includes Santa Claus, Christmas trees, red and green items of all sorts, as well as candy canes. According to the memo sent to the teachers, the candy canes were banned because, quote, historically the J shape stands for Jesus, the red is for the blood of Christ, and the white is a symbol of his resurrection. That's what the principal says in the memo. The school district in Elkhorn, Nebraska, putting the principal on leave and reversing that ban after a free speech advocacy group posted the memo online saying it violates the U.S. Constitution by showing hostility towards Christianity. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And on Wall Street, after an up-and-down day, the Dow ended up being up 34 points to close at 24,423. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Habits expert and New York Times best-selling author James Clear says one of the keys to a successful morning is finding a sacred space to prioritize your day. Clear is author of Atomic Habits, an easy and proven way to build good habits and break bad ones. He was on CBS This Morning and talks about some of the things that can be done to help you have a good morning routine.
There is no one morning routine, right, that like successful people follow. It could involve meditation, it could involve exercise, it could involve writing down your to-do list and prioritizing your tasks for the day. There's no one single thing that people do. But I think that if you look at people who set their day up for success, one thing that they do have, no matter whether it's at home or at work, is some kind of sacred space to prioritize the day, to think about what do I need to get done today, what's going to set this day up for success, and they have that time kind of carved out.
And Clear reminds us,
a good morning starts the night before, because often, and this is especially true for parents, right, like you can have the best idea in the world for your morning routine, but your four-year-old doesn't care. They'll come in and derail everything. For many families, getting out the door feels like this race just to get to school or get things going in the morning. And if you can prioritize some of those things the night before, whether it's coming up with your to-do list for the next day or making lunches for the kids at school, things like that, the more that you can get done the night before, the more you can set yourself up for success.
And finally, on Monday Night Football, the Seattle Seahawks host the Minnesota Vikings. Kickoff is set for just after 8:15 on ESPN. Please remember, you can always check us out online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.